Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Scabali there?
Yes, he is. We have to give him a nice little transition back onto the screen.
Big boy, did you know the last time the Grateful Dead sang Ripple was in Binghamton, New York in 1980? They never sang it after that. Little factoid, huh?
I don't know any Grateful Dead songs. I don't care to know any Grateful Dead songs.
You should.
And I don't know where Binghamton, New York is.
You don't?
Other than New York.
It's a SUNY school up near New York City, I think. Anyway, that's beside the point. Ben also questioned the running game. Do we have that along with Mike Tomlin being very excited about watching Aaron Rodgers and DK and only able to say to Ben, just sort of exasperated, like seven, almost like, look at this, look at what we're seeing. So two things in one here, big boy, from the Football and Podcast, then we'll get your thoughts.
Now, I'm sorry, Steeler Nation. I'm apologizing for this part now.
Don't pop the balloon, man. I feel good.
Can Aaron have enough time to throw the ball? And that's not a knock on the line. That's just a question I'm going to ask. Because if he can have the time to throw the ball, you're going to see some crazy stuff happen. There are some weapons. And we didn't. Jonnu Smith didn't even practice. And talking to Coach T, he's like, Ben.
Really?
He gives me that Ben. Doesn't really give me anything. Just give Ben. Ben.
What do you call me, seven?
Okay, so first, have you sensed Tomlin's excitement about the team in general and about Rodgers and Metcalf in particular, Mark Cabali?
Yeah, absolutely. But first of all, Ben, that's a practice no-no. You're not allowed to say who practiced or not. I wonder if he's going to get a call from Bert Lawton.
He might.
Saying you can't.
Yeah. Ben broke the rules there?
He broke the rule.
Remember that?
That was your best move of the day, Limits. I like that. That was big.
Yeah, you know, for some reason, this offseason, this training camp, this OTAs, whatever, he's been extremely happy man. He loves the defense. He loves those corners. He loves his edge rushers. He loves DK. He loves Aaron. This is the happiest I've seen him so far. It goes against everything he believes in, too, you know.
Yeah.
I can make myself believe in just about anything this time of the year. But I think he, in the deep down inside, that he really thinks they put together a quality team that can at least, you know, go after a AFC North championship and get into the playoffs. So, yeah, he's very thrilled with what he's doing. And if you notice it with Rodgers and Metcalf, too, he knows that's where it's going to be won or lost. If that's the bell cow, so to speak. And that's one of the reasons why those neither one of those guys are even playing in the preseason. He doesn't even want to go down that road of risking them to getting hurt. And I would still be surprised if a guy like Jalen Ramsey and any of those guys in the secondary play tomorrow as well. But he's right with the offensive line. But Aaron Rodgers is it's not that he'll have enough time. It's does he have enough time to make a throw that he wants to make? I don't think he's going to be pressured so much that he's just going to be sacked constantly. I don't think that's going to be the case. Now, to get the ball to where he needs it to go, that's differently. I mean, they do a lot of the quick hitters. He has a very quick release. So I think they are somewhat anticipating not a ton of time to throw the ball.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they've been practicing here so far. I mean, they got a ton of talent on the offensive line. But you got to go out there and do it right now. And they haven't done it, so that's why it's the biggest question mark.
Man, I'm wavering right now. I haven't made my official prediction. I'm starting to drink some of the Kool-Aid when I hear Ben say that about Rodgers, having seen him up close. I just think somebody who knows that much about quarterbacking, would he get a horrible read upon seeing a guy in person? And if he did get a bad read, would he be so effusive in his praise on his podcast? I don't know. So I'm sort of wavering. Maybe they're going to be really good. I don't know. Maybe they'll be 9-8 and get blown out of a playoff game. Where are you right now with the Steelers?
Go with your gut, Joe.
I don't have a gut feel yet. I don't have one yet. I haven't seen anybody yet. I haven't seen Rodgers play. Right. It's like this, like a game show where he's going to be unwrapped out of a big box on September 7th. I don't know what to think. What's your gut feel tell you? You're there every day. They're going to win the division.
I think they have an opportunity to win the division. Yeah.
Are they going
to
win a playoff game?
Yes, I think they can right now. I mean, a lot of things have to go right, yes. I mean, they can't afford injuries to key players, but that goes without saying. I mean, not a lot of teams can. I think they got enough talent on this team put together to be able to be a team that has, okay, maybe they win 10 games, maybe they win 11 games, but I think they put together a group that can get into the playoffs and have a lot better chance of winning. When you got guys like Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Rodgers and even DK Metcalf, you got guys that have been there, done that for the most part. I think once they get to that point, they have a better chance, but getting to that point might be a little bit bumpy. So you might have to be a little bit patient with them until they finally get things together here right now. But, yeah, I think this is the best roster or the best collection of top 25 talent they've had probably since, man, it has to be a decade, right? Darn close to it.
Hmm. All right. What do you think of this now, Lewis? Is he swaying you right now? Wait a second. The best roster in a decade?
They haven't won a playoff game in 8 years.
In 2016, they had Ben and Le'Veon and Antonio Brown and David DeCastro and Marquise Pouncey and a bunch of other guys.
Start naming that defense. Name the defense for me.
Okay. Let me find it. In 2016.
Is he still there?
Yeah. Is Keanu Benton still here?
I'm saying right around that. I'm not saying exactly a decade, maybe 7 to 10 years. I mean, that defense, I mean, I'm talking about the years where they had Akilah Witherspoon and Ross Cockrell as their corners, those years.
Okay. We sure about Joey Porter Jr. with 18 penalties and 2 picks through his first 2 years?
Yeah, 7 of those penalties come in one game.
That team had Hargrave. It had Steph Tuitt. It had Lawrence Timmons. Mike Mitchell breaking people in half back there. James Harrison at the end of his career, Cam Hayward. Little did we know at that point in his career, he'd only win one playoff game and it would be handed to him by Pac-Man Jones. Who else? Bud Dupree?
Bud Dupree. You get the point. It's been probably since they won the last playoff game, this is probably the best collection of talent
they've
had.
Yeah, I do get that point. And I'm sorry I overreacted. It's Limit's fault.
No,
for
not
that
you.
Too. And by the way, they had Ryan Shazier too on that defense, big boy.
Yeah, Shazier, I mean, we tend to forget how good he was because how it ended and how a terrible injury he had. But He was a stud. What would he be right now? 32, 33?
Oh, my God.
He'd probably still be playing at a pretty decent level, I think.
I'll say. He was a defensive player of the year, Ken. He was going to be the next great, you know, Steeler, certainly Steeler inside linebacker, for sure. Yeah. I was just in the back, by the way, watching an old Carolina game. The one game Jarvis Jones played well in his whole career here, I might add. It was a night game. We were watching Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, and it was Donnie Football's opinion that those two get short. Is it short shifted or thrifted or what is it? Shrifted. I don't know what it is that they get a sort of they don't get enough credit. Big boy. Like, where would you place Le'Veon Bell among the top players of this quarter century for the Steelers? Because I don't care how it ended. That guy was great.
Yeah, that's the problem. You only remember how it ended and how it. How he went other places and wasn't very good. But when he was here for those years, that first year was a filling out period, if you recall. He finally got his feet under him like year two. Then he get hurt then. So it was a really brief. He shined really bright really quickly, but he had some of the most talent you've ever seen in a running back for a short period of time.
He was the best running back in football two of those years, 14 and 17. He was first team All-Pro.
What do you have, 83 catches one year, something like that?
Yes, he had 83 catches, 1,400 yards rushing, averaged 5 yards. I mean, it was unbelievable. He used to split out like a wide receiver, and I've never seen a running back that patient. He actually reminded me of Franco Harris. Like those are the two of the most patient guys I've ever seen in my life, and they learned how to block for him. And I might add, he actually won them playoff games, which I can't say about anybody since then. He won two of them almost by himself in 16 or 17.
Boswell won the one, right? Speaking of.
Well, yeah, but Le'Veon did have 170 yards in that game. He put him in position to kick field goals. I'd put that more on Le'Veon than Bos.
Yeah, I mean, he's up there. I mean, I think he got some bad advice near the end of his career. Of, you know, sitting out that entire year, and he was never the same after that. I wonder if you really get him, you know, the truth serum type of thing and see if he really regretted that. He'd have to regret that sitting out the entire season.
Maybe the Steelers regret it, that he's the one guy, the last guy they took a hard line with in contracts was the guy who actually won them playoff
games.
No,
they gave him.
The guys who lose them all the time.
They offered him a contract and he didn't want it, if you recall.
Yeah, so offer him more.
Oh, just, you know, throw money around, whatever.
Oh, yeah, they would never do that, would they? Here, TJ, here's a dollar more than Myles Garrett just because he asked for it. Here, Cam, just because you cried about a contract, here's more money for you. Who didn't we get here? Anybody want some money? Art's throwing it around like it's a strip club.
I'll take some, please.
Well, they were against the cap every single year that year, that those years. These years now, that with the cap going up, they have money to spend, right?
I guess.
They had to dump like eight people just to get cap compliant by the new league year in some of those years.
Speaking of your guy, Bos, and we're talking to Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Visit them in Peters Township and also at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Mark is on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's going on with the Bos contract situation? Does, you know, he was back the other night. Does that mean that he knows he's getting more money, or he knows he's not, or something different? Same question as Cam.
Well, what did Tomlin say? It didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. The reason why he didn't kick field goals the other night, because Kuntz got hurt. What? He didn't want him to snap. It was something ridiculous. Once again, you would like to see these guys hear it from their own mouth before making any speculation, and Boswell's never available, so you just have to make assumptions on where it's at. I just don't think he's getting the contract. I think he's come back. He made it known that he wanted his money, and he knows darn well that he's not going to get paid till next year, and I think he's coming back.
Not even a sweetener for old Bos, huh?
I mean, they have to do some little funny math just to give Cam Hayward, an all-time great, a sweetener. I'm not giving a kicker a sweetener, man. I'm like, come talk to us next year.
He's the best kicker in the league. He wins them games.
Okay. He can win them games next year when his contract's 1 year left. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? Hold out?
Might. Yeah.
He's a kicker. Is that bullshit? He's a kicker.
Yeah. He's a kicker who's the most accurate almost in the history of the NFL. He's a kicker who last year.
He was until a couple of years ago when he was one of the worst ones, but
well, for 1 year,
flow, you know. I'm not dismissing how many kickers.
How many kickers do they win last year's opener in Atlanta with? 6 field goals, including 3 from beyond 50, and then he came in and cracked a 43-yard punt. For God's sakes, the guy's unbelievable. He deserves a sweetener.
I defended him in the 2016 playoff game, and you told me it was all Le'Veon Bell. Now I'm defending him, and you're saying no, it was.
No, I mean, he was great in that game, but to me,
a
guy.
Same page.
What?
Let's get on the same page here, Joe.
Limits, do you have a question for the big boy?
Wonderful point, Joe. I think you made right there.
I don't even know what point I made. Go ahead and ask him a question.
Wonderful job, Joe. Mark. My question for you is
you're supposed to be putting me on a pedestal.
I was. That's why I said I thought it was a great question.
Okay.
Mark, my question is about the running game. I feel like we're not talking about this enough because I feel like it's going to be.
That's all we're talking about, Limits, is the running game. That's all anybody talks about.
No, we talk a lot about quarterbacks. We talk a lot about the receiver room and do they need to continue to add there. And I'm concerned about if Caleb Johnson going to be more of a breakthrough runner than many people are starting to make him out to be right now, calling him Najee Harris 2.0. Do you share those concerns?
It's a little too early to call this guy, you know, 4 years and done type of guy. I mean, he's had 15 preseason carries against with backup offensive linemen. I have always said it's Jalen Warren's job for at least a half a year. Then let's see where it takes you from there. So, no, I mean, I think he's still going to be good. I still think he's going to be the main backup where if Jalen Warren needs a break or whatever, he's going in there. I still don't think that's going to be Kenny Gainwell. I think Gainwell is going to be the specialist third down type of back. So I wouldn't quite worry about him now. I would like to see him with the first team. Honestly, what can you glean off of what you saw from him against Tampa? Nothing. To me, it's nothing because you had second and third team offensive linemen going against second and third team defense. So you have to be patient with a guy. He's very young. So, no, that's crazy. If you're saying that, Limits, I don't know who's saying that or who you're following. They're crazy.
So we're going to see a surprise cut, a surprise keep. What's going to happen here when they pare the roster down?
I know. Boy, Tara Austin wasn't very effusive of his praise of Beanie Bishop now, was it? After he talked about Beanie, it's like, yeah, that doesn't look like that's a good sign of him making the squad. It's just a lack of – there's no place to put him right now. So he might – if you consider a undrafted guy as a guy that's a surprise cut, but he did – he was 10th in the league in picks last year overall. So he could be a guy that can go. I still think Cam Johnson makes the squad. I really do think – they're going to try to go find a receiver. I'm still with that. It's not going to be anybody of quite significance. It's going to be a Robert Woods-esque type of guy. I think they're pretty much happy with what they have right now, but they need somebody just in case who is better than what, say, Robert Woods is right now. So, I mean, this roster, Joe, has been pretty much set for a while now. Maybe a handful. I mean, it's just a handful of guys. Is Corey Trice going to make it? I don't know. They go 8-9 offensive linemen. Who knows? You know, it's just minute stuff, really. There's not going to be anybody you're shocked at, I don't believe.
Thank you, big boy, and have a nice day.
Hey, did you get a Bob Pompiani bobblehead?
You know what? I never did. I never took one home. Did you, Limits?
I did get one, yes.
You want one?
Oh, man, I want a Bob Pump bobblehead.
I'll see what I can do about that. I think I have a connection. Are you going to the game? Are you going to the Wild Things game Saturday night?
Wait. My kid loves to go to the Wild Things games.
Bring him out there. You wait in line. Opens up at the gates open at 6 o'clock.
Oh, Bob's going to love that. They're going to treat him like royalty, huh?
Oh, my God, yes. It's going to be amazing. And I'm catching his first pitch.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure on you or him. You don't want to be like Baba Booey.
Who's that? Huh?
The first pitch to the guy that threw the ball into the stands. You could be like 50 Cent. That would be him. You just have to catch the ball.
Yeah, I think I can do it. And I think Bob's going to throw a strike. I do. Limits is going to be his bullpen catcher and warm him up.
Jeez. Sounds like fun.
And Limits thinks he's being done dirty here. He thinks he deserves a more prominent role, don't you, Limits?
That is not what I said.
Isn't that crazy how those youngsters think that? Him and Dom, they think they deserve stuff.
This guy thinks he should be an afternoon drive right now.
I didn't say anything. Why are these words being put into my mouth?
Joe, we've been around 100 years.
You got to pay your dues for at least a little bit. The kid's 11 years old. He wants to be an afternoon drive. I mean, it's unbelievable, Cabali.
I totally agree with you, Joe. Totally agree.
I'm taking more shots than a boxer today. I'm getting punched in the mouth over and over and over again. There'll be blood coming out of my mouth soon.
You're taking more shots than Ben in that game against the Eagles. Remember that one early in his career, big boy? That was a bludgeoning.
You're taking more shots than Big Ben in a press conference toward AB or Haley.
You're taking more shots than Jerry Rand at a Tomlin press conference, for God's sakes. Who took the most shots? Who took the most? David Todd, Jerry Rand, Aditi, Brooke Pryor, or Benzie? Who's taking the most shots from Tomlin?
Benzie is taking a back seat. He was up there.
Has Tomlin come around on Benzie?
I don't think he's come around on anybody, to be honest with you. But only one he likes is Dolak, I think.
What? What'd you say?
I would say he would get irritated with Jory when Jory asked him what's he dressing up like for Halloween. So that was kind of, you can't come back from that.
No, that one, that's a burial right there. And then there was every time David Todd started to launch into an analytics question, you could feel the air leave Tomlin's body. He just wanted to float away, as did we all, right?
And Jacob Klinger, can't leave him out of that.
You can't.
Can't leave him out.
Thank you, big boy.
All right, guys.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Granger for the ones who get it done. Limits, this has been something here today. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, my friend. Miles Garrett did not address his latest speeding ticket. He's been a serial speeder since the Browns drafted him number one overall in 2017. Eighth time earlier this month that he's been cited for speeding. This time it was 100 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. He flipped his Porsche 3 years ago while trying to avoid, swerving to avoid an animal. And this latest one, Kevin Stefanski called extremely disappointing. Garrett won't talk about it. I'd honestly rather talk about football and this team than anything I'm doing off the field other than the back-to-school event that I did the other day, Garrett said. That's the way to take accountability, right? Avoid it and make a little joke.
Well, and you're making a joke about a charity that you did, too, in the brunt of the joke. I don't like that you were working with.
He's something else, isn't he?
Don't you think that as like a team leader, as a big representative for that organization, really as the face of that brand, he should feel a right to have to talk about it and take accountability for that?
You mean an obligation?
Yeah. I mean, he should have an obligation to talk about it.
Yes, I do. I think he should. I thought I made that clear.
You did.
Did Kabali ink a seal? Ink a seal?
Ink a seal?
That sounds horrifying.
It sounds terrible. Don't
hurt
them
poor seals.
Did he
ink a deal with Iron City or no?
I don't think so, but then I tweeted out that picture of Kabali frozen in time, and he tagged Iron City. Hmm. Or at least he said Iron City under it.
Very interesting. When do you think we see Bubba Chandler for the first time, O Limitless Wonder?
Well, the fact that they're playing a terrible team this weekend, I wish it was starting, but I feel like they're going to get him in there to close out the game, and he'll pitch the final two innings on Friday to win it. How about that?
The final two innings Friday, which is the day he's getting called up, correct?
Correct. So he's getting called up on Friday. They're playing against the Rockies. I think that he's going to get a chance in like a tie game. The Pirates will score in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Chandler will pitch the eighth. They'll decide, you know what? We'll keep him in for the ninth inning, and Bubba Chandler will earn the victory.
ESPN has named its top 100 players for the college football season. Would you care to take a guess at who they have number one, Limits?
Drew Aller.
Wrong. Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State. You like that call?
Yeah, I mean, he was absolutely incredible as a freshman last year.
Some say incrinculent. Who's number two on the list?
Caleb Downs, the safety from Ohio State.
Anthony Hill Jr., linebacker from Texas. Caleb Downs is number three. Cade Klubnik, number four.
Really? Klubnik, the number one quarterback? That surprises me.
That's what they say. Who would you have picked?
Well, I mean, you can't put Arch up there yet just because he's not a proven commodity.
Who's number five? And he's the top running back on this list, I might add. Wrong. Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, yeah.
Did you see Arch Manning? And it was hard to tell from the context. I looked at the clip whether he was joking. He said that nothing's been decided yet. His grandfather and the patriarch of the Manning dynasty, Archie Manning, said he's coming back after this season to Texas for another year. Well, Arch Manning himself said, I don't know where he got that, but he said it with a smile.
He said,
so did he mean he got it from me, so he was right, or did he mean to shoot it down?
He said, yeah, I don't know where he got that from. I'm really just taking it day by day right now. And he said that he even talked to his grandfather about where that came from and the decision with it. I think Arch probably just wants this on the back burner. Think about this season. Put all the focus on Texas being the number one team, legitimate national championship aspirations, and then just deal with it depending on how much he can raise his stock.
Well, in the back of my mind, I'm still wondering if they might steer this thing away from a franchise like Cleveland and toward a franchise like Pittsburgh, honestly. They have a history of it. Would it be possible? And would it be perfect in a year where the Steelers will be angling for a quarterback and have the resources to do so that we might see the finagling of Arch Manning to Pittsburgh? That's in the back of my mind. I don't think that's a crazy thought. Do you?
No, I don't. And it makes me think back to everything that happened with Eli and the Chargers. And again, it's not Eli's kid, it's Cooper's. But we know how tight the Manning family is. And I do wonder, Joe, just because of Arch Sr., the way that his career played out in New Orleans, where it was basically Archie and nothing else, and his career just basically went to die for a guy that had a ton of talent. The Mannings have shown they don't want that for their family.
Right.
It's from the top down. Like,
right.
They don't want
and
history repeating itself.
And they may see the Steelers as the stable kind of organization in their eyes that they want.
Yeah.
Rather than one of these horrifying franchises, notably Cleveland.
But do you think that
although Cleveland does have a playoff win more recently than the Steelers.
Do you think there is concern, though, Joe, because the Steelers have not been able to get offense right post-Ben, even like the last year of Ben,
maybe they wouldn't. I think they're going to have to take a deep dive to really look at that. I think they're going to see, a seasoned offensive coordinator and a seasoned head coach and a stable organization. They could, anyway. These are just wonderings. Dane Brugler of The Athletic said that Garrett Nussmeier from LSU is the best quarterback he's ever graded. What do you make of that, Wonder Twin?
I don't think I'm ready to go that far yet, especially needing to see one additional season.
Well, you don't
grade
quarterbacks for a living. What do you think of him saying it?
I think it's bold, considering the talented players like Andrew Luck that have come out in the last, 15 years, Jaden Daniels. I mean, Trevor Lawrence was a really good prospect when he came out. There have been a lot of good quarterbacks that have gone high. Mahomes, Allen.
Yeah. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Cloudy today with a high of Antonio Brown, 84. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And no, I'm not going to forget the 50-minute mark on the fan. I never do. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Who's the highest Penn State player on ESPN's list of the best 100 players in college football limits?
There are a lot of candidates, but I'm going to say it's probably Nick Singleton.
You're right about that. Who's second?
Drew Aller or Vega Ione, the
pick
offensive
one.
Lineman.
I said who's second.
I'm going to say Vega.
You're wrong. Drew Aller.
Is it Drew? Okay.
Yep. Who's the highest Pitt player on this list, oh, limitless wonder?
Kyle Lewis, the linebacker.
I haven't found him yet.
Or is it Des Reed? Both are preseason All-Americans.
I know. It's amazing how Pitt continues to come up with these nationally prominent players. It's Kyle Lewis at number 40.
He's a stud. He is a really, really good player. Run, defense, and in the passing game.
Thank you, Limits. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Joe. Take care. Have a good night.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.